again, folks. Sorry for posting so soon after my last boo. I hope nobody minds too much. But I have a good reason for posting again. At least I think I do. Now, I must warn you, this is going to be a bit of a rant, but I do believe I have just cause. I heard a story yesterday morning that I find absolutely appalling, and I thought that it was worth making mention of it. I love to listen to this radio show on the weekends, in the mornings, because it's really quite funny. It's by this couple called the Mods, and they do a show every weekend on News Talk 1010 from Toronto. They're just a hilarious couple. Hearing them interact together is just such a pleasure, and they're also very intelligent. Mind you, there wasn't a whole lot of laughter during part of this radio show yesterday because of this awful story they had to relate. So what happened apparently was, a few days ago, someone was driving along a highway near Mississauga and going about 100 kilometers an hour, and this person, whom I can only describe as an absolute arsehole, opened his or her car window and decided to dispose of a kitten by throwing the kitten out of the window as he or she was traversing the highway at that speed. I cannot understand what would possibly possess someone to treat a poor defenseless creature in that reprehensible manner. Now, luckily for this poor little kitten, a very kindly lady saw what happened. She didn't realize at first exactly what had happened, but she saw something on the road, and then she realized there was fur blowing in the wind. So she stopped to investigate. Now, sadly, she could not get the miscreant's license plate because the person drove by too quickly. But this lady who stopped was a nurse, and she realized that the kitten was still alive. He had sustained a lot of injuries, though, poor thing. Half his bones were broken and his little face was split open. excuse me, you'll have to forgive me, folks. I can't talk about this sort of thing without getting rather emotional. I just cannot be objective about something like this. I just find it so horrific. But this very lovely lady, who was actually on the radio yesterday morning telling her story, she patched the kitten up as best she could and took him to an animal control rescue shelter. He is actually still alive, and he's actually doing very well right now, but he's had to have numerous surgeries in order to recover properly from the injuries that he sustained. So she is going to get to take him home after all is said and done, which she really wants to do. She actually became quite attached to him because she would go and see him every day in the animal hospital. And he was very friendly and loving toward her. So, thank goodness this kitten's story will have a happy ending. But it's more the fact that somebody would actually treat a little innocent animal this way that I just cannot understand. I can't wrap my head around that kind of thinking. What makes someone think it's okay to do that? Like, what on earth is this world coming to? Gosh, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound judgmental, but it sounds to me like some people are going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, I don't mean that literally necessarily, although I do believe that God will reward people according to their deeds, but, you know, I don't actually mean to say that, you know, this person's going straight to hell. But, you know, it does seem like, with all the atrocities one hears about in the world these days, that, you know, we are going to hell in a handbasket. Poor little kitten. My word, I just cannot imagine ever wanting to do that to an animal, or what would even go through someone's head to make that person think it would be okay. Like, I can understand needing to dispose of a kitten if you can't look after it, like, if you don't have the finances or you don't have the room. But there are so many better ways to do that. I mean, you can take it to the local animal shelter. You can try to find a home on it. On it? No, not on it. For it. I don't think cats would appreciate being lived on. We'd have to have a mighty big cat for that. Anyway, yeah, one could find a home for it by putting up ads on Kijiji or looking around for suitable people to adopt it. You know, there are so many better ways to get rid of a kitten that you can't take care of or that you don't want. I am very fond of cats, and I have been for some time, so I think that's partly why this story affected me so much. I love dogs too, mind you. But generally, I like other people's dogs. I don't want one of my own. I love to play with other people's dogs and interact with them, but I just wouldn't really care for having the responsibility, both in financial terms and in terms of having to take the dog out all the time and look after it continually and that sort of thing. So that's just me. That's just where I stand. On the other hand, I would love to have a cat because they're a little easier to look after. They're not so high maintenance. I wouldn't have a kitten, though, just because I think, for me as a blind person, it would be difficult to keep track of. Kittens get into everything and climb over everything. They're very mischievous, and they like to hide in very small crevices and make themselves impossible to find. So, for me, a kitten would not be a good match. But if finances ever permit, and if I ever find someone to look after the cat while I'm away, I might get an older cat. The problem is, I like to go away to visit my parents quite a bit, and also a friend of mine, who lives, well, it takes about an hour to get to her place by bus, and so generally I like to actually go and stay with her for a few days when I go and see her. And she already has a cat, and she has a very small apartment, so I don't think it would be very nice to bring another cat over there. I could definitely not bring a cat to my parents' place because they have a cat already, and she's a darling, but she's very territorial. She will attack anything that goes on their property, often to her detriment. Although, mind you, she is huge. But she'll jump on raccoons and skunks and chase them away. Poor thing. She did get sprayed quite badly by a skunk one time, though, and my parents had to give her a bath in some nasty skunk scent diffusing solution. She didn't like that at all. But yeah, she would not appreciate having another cat around. My parents used to have two cats, but the only reason she ever put up with their other cat was because he was there first, and she came to my parents' place when she was a kitten. But yeah, I just love cats, and just the thought that somebody would throw a cat out of a car window while speeding down a highway just chills me to the marrow. Oh, it really does. So I don't know. I don't suppose there's any way that this person will ever be caught. But I hope something happens to make him or her see what an awful thing it was to do. And, you know, I hope the person will have a change of heart and realize that this is not acceptable. And, you know, we'll start to do good things instead from now on. That's really all I can hope and pray for. Anyhow, I am currently immersed in an absolutely incredible book, and I think I'm going to go back to it. It's in Braille, because I couldn't find it in audio format. It's called The Crowfield Curse by Pat Walsh, and it's about a boy in 14th century England, who is a servant at an abbey, and he discovers what